We are in Simen Tov Samach Zayin, and we are up to Sif Yud Aleph. And that's what we'll be doing today.
If you find a grain that swelled up and split in a dough or in a baked matzah,
Yosir mimena kedei netilas makom, you have to remove not only the grain itself, but also an etzba around it, the width of a thumb around it.
V'ashar mutter, and the rest is mutter. V'yesh mi she'osir kola isa, o osa matzah.
There is a day that the entire thing becomes osir, because we say that as you're rolling it out, the tam chametz gets spread all over it. And the Mechaber says, "V'roy lochush ledvarim lo b'makom hefsed meruba b'shas adchak." One should be machmir unless it's hefsed meruba or a shas adchak. Says the Rama, "Hagav v'chei nogin toch haPesach lesser osamatsa shenimzus b'hachita u'matir nesacheris ben shenimzus ben afuya ben chaya." For minan kan nimzus kam hoisa.
Our minig is to aser that entire matzah. If it's on Pesach itself that you found it, we will aser the entire matzah, but not the other ones.
What's pshat, not the other ones? Meaning, it's obvious that you don't mix flour and water. You don't need dough just for the amount of one matzah only. You have an entire myra of matzah dough. You then cut it up into separate matzahs, and then you roll them out. Now, the same way that within one matzah, we say that that as you're working on it, it asers the entire piece. So too, when you were kneading the dough, it should aser the entire myra. So why are we being makel and being mater all the rest of the matzahs? Why don't we say this piece of this grain was sitting in the entire mixture at the time that you kneaded it, and that made everything chametz? So the reason is, says the Rama,
we say, listen, I found it in this dough. I can say that it fell into it in this dough. It didn't come from before.
Mishnah Berurah points out that in a case where it's obvious by looking at this piece of wheat that it must have been there in the original lisha, it's soaked with water, then you can't say kanimtzes kan hoisa. It's almost a vadai. But otherwise, what we say is that if you find it in this matzah, I don't say that it came from the entire dough that was there previously. Similarly, if they made some kind of compote, they cooked up a bunch of fruit and then divided into different groups. Like one person did it and then sent it out to lots of different people. And then you find a grain in one of them, and the whole thing was cooked together. This is on Pesach, where it asks b'mashu. So the halacha is that if you find it just in one person's house, then we say, well, it fell into it over there. We do not have to be choshish that it was in the original one. This is the halacha that we are not machzik iser mimokom lamokom. We say kanimtzes kan hoisa. The nimtzes be isa oser kol haisis. But what happens? Let's say I had this big dough, and I sliced off a few matzahs, and they're being rolled out. And then I find in the big dough, I find a grain. There we would aser everything. Because we say kanimtzes kan hoisa. Yes, it was here. How long? Very long. It was here from the very beginning. So all the other ones were taken from it. So for example, back to the case of the cooked compote, if you later find it in the original big keli that you cooked everything in, then we say that it was always there. That means we're not machzik mimokam lamokam, but we're machzik mizman lizman. To say that it was here, but it's been here for a long time, and aser everything, that we will say. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are some that are matur because of Sfek Sveka. Sufik, maybe it wasn't here, and even if it was, maybe it did not become chametz. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in Mokum Hefsid Meruba you can rely on the Sfek Sveka. Now the Mechaber brings this case, it was a chita bakua, that it swelled up and it actually split. The question is, the Rama had previously told us that even if it doesn't split, if it's just soft, we also aser it. What's the halacha here? The Rama didn't speak anything out. So the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of the sif says that Ashkenazim would be machmer even by nisrachacha, but you could be mekel in hana. Hana would be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in a case of achita shalom nisbaka, then you can certainly, in the case of Hefsid Meruba, rely on the Svek Sveka, where we would say, well, I don't know even if this is chametz, for us to say, I don't know if it was in this one anyway, and even if it was in this one, then maybe it didn't become chametz. It's only by nisbaka that it's vaday chametz that one would be machmir. Says the Rama further, v'dafka tocha Pesach. This is only during Pesach. Avokodem Pesach and osim ra kedei netila. It only asks kedei netila around it and the width of a thumb. But other than that, we'd say it's batel b'shishim. So why do you have to take a netila if the entire thing is batel b'shishim in the whole matzah? Because we say that we're afraid that it got a more concentrated amount of absorption in the area of kedei netila. And therefore, even though you have shishim in the whole thing, but the area of the kedei netila is nevertheless aser.